Simen Shin Lamed Vav, Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber says they have Te'enim figs that dried up while they're still attached to the tree, or if you have any other tree that has fruits dried up, someone that pulls the fruits off this tree on Shabbos is Chayiv. Even though, Legabe Tum of Tyra, they're already considered Talish, since they dried up, they're already considered as if they're removed from the tree, and they can Mechabel Tumah the way Talish can Mechabel Tumah, something that's Mechubel Karka attached to the ground is not Mechabel Tumah, something that's already uprooted from the ground is Yem Mechabel Tumah, and it's considered Lechumra that's already uprooted from the ground is considered Talish. But Legabe Shabbos, we go the other way, Lechumra, and we say it's considered still Mechubel Karka, and someone that pulls it out from the tree on Shabbos is Chayav Chatas, Uyem Melach of the Raisa. There's a question here about the Girsa, which the Rebbe brings from the Chayyadim, that he says that it means figs that dry up in the tree. V'chein, Ilan Shiyovich, a tree that dried up, Uboy Peres has fruit on it. And then the extra chiddush of the second case is, it's not just coming to say a fig tree and same with any tree that has dried up fruit in it, but rather it's saying figs that dried up on a strong tree that's still strong and growing, or a tree that dried up has fruit in it. That means not only if the fruit are dry, but even if the whole tree dried up, still it's all considered mechubel karka, and someone that pulls it off for Shabbos is chayiv chatas. Now, Mishnah Berurah brings some things from the Achronim over here. He brings the Magen Avraham that dried up grasses, if you have grass that's attached to the ground and it's dried up, there it is considered uprooted already, and somebody pulls it out on Shabbos is going to be potter. It's going to be asur rabbanan, but it'll be potter. There will be cases of the chiyuv chatas, but very often he'll be potter avol asur rabbanan. It will not be malacha deraisa, like the Mechaber says, by the fruit trees. Mishnah Berurah also brings, if you have some onions, it's normal for them to take root when they're sitting in the attic that's full of dirt, and they took root, and you're happy that they took root, you want them to grow that way. Someone's toilet, someone that pulls out from these onions now pulls out of the dirt, he's a mechayiv. You know the whole onion is exposed, that's not the normal way how an onion grows. Lamaisa, this is a normal way, and therefore somebody who pulls out from here will be chayiv. He discussed a different case, if there's dirt that fell on top of the onions, and now the onions are covered by the dirt, and just the leaves are exposed, that is the typical way the onions grow, with the onion underneath and just the leaf exposed. There, if it takes root, even if you do not want it to take root like that, you're chayv, as if it was planted in the field. So if the onion is exposed, so then you're only chayv when you pull the onion out of the dirt, if you wanted it to take root like that. But if the onion is covered by the dirt and just the leaves are exposed, that's similar to how onions grow in the field. And then, even if you did not want it to happen, if l'maisa did take root, if you pull it out, you are chayv chatas on Shabbos. So if you'd gimel, the Mechaber says, it's also to mishtamish, to use on Shabbos, tzadei ilan, sides of a tree. Now, it does not mean the side of the tree itself. The side of the tree is part of the tree. It's also the mishtamish with the tree on Shabbos. Rather, it means you cannot mishtamish, cannot use something that's attached to the side of the tree, or that's leaning on the side of the tree. But tzadei tzadei, that means something that's leaning on something that's leaning on the tree, or that's attached to the tree, is mutter. If it's two steps to move, it's mutter. So, for example, if you have a ladder that's leaning on a tree, you cannot climb this ladder on Shabbos, because, as Mishnah Berurah explains to the Mechaber, because the ladder is tzidei ilon, because it's one step removed from the tree. However, if there's a peg attached to the tree, a peg stuck in the tree, and a ladder that's leaning on the peg, you could climb on that ladder on Shabbos, because that's already tzidei tzadei, it's two steps removed, the peg and then the ladder. So you have to be careful, Mishnah Berurah points out, not to step on the peg, use the peg as one of your rungs, because the peg is the thing that's directly attached to the tree. You climb on the ladder, that's leaning on the peg that's attached to the tree. And Mishnah Berurah says, to go on Shabbos and to put the ladder on the peg, to lean the ladder on the peg, that you cannot do, because by leaning the ladder onto the peg, that's gufo way of using the peg, which has din of tzadei ilan. But if the ladder is already leaning on the peg from before Shabbos, you can climb on the ladder on Shabbos, because the ladder is tzidei tzadei, it's two steps removed, and you're climbing on the ladder, you're not climbing on the peg. The Mechaber says, if you have a peg attached to the tree, and there's a basket hanging from the peg. So the peg itself is tzadei ilan, but the basket, tzidei tzadei, as long as the basket was hanging there from before Shabbos, so you could put things in and take things out of the basket. As long as you're careful not to move the tree, because the tree is muktzeh. You're careful not to shake the tree, because that would be muktzeh. If you're careful how you do it. So if the opening of the basket is thin, and in order to, it's a very narrow opening, and in order to, you have to shake the tree in order to get the thing in and out of the basket, then you'll not be allowed to do it, because you're moving the tree. And besides the muktzeh issue, that's why it'd be mishtamish b'ilon. You're moving the tree by shaking in order to get things in and out of the basket. In terms of leaning on a tree, Mishnah Berurah says, if you're a strong person, you're just a little weak, you want to lean on the tree for a little bit, that's okay, because it's not called mishtamish b'chom. You're not putting so much energy, take so much energy out of the tree, you're not relying on the tree so much, but someone's a weak person who's very weak, him to lean on the tree with all his might, that's what he called Mishtamish Mechomer. But even the strong person who just got a little weak and he wants to lean on the tree, he can only do it if he doesn't move the tree. But if he's going to move the tree, that's good, called Mishtamish Pilon, that'll be awesome. There must have to move to the touch of Piran Shabbos as long as you move it. If you have a bar, a pit that you want to go in and climb up, it's not a problem. You're allowed to go in and climb up a bar, in and out of a bar, even if it's a very deep bar. We're not afraid you're going to be a karka on the way up or down.